It won't be long before a sleeping multitude awakes in the Great Lakes. Millions of mayfly larvae have been burrowed into the muddy bottom of the lakes. Soon they will rise, take wing, and fly off in search of a mate. Often they end up on shore. There they get on everything. Breck Coombs has seen them invade the car dealership he manages in Port Clinton, Ohio, on Lake Erie.
I have bugs all over the whole building. And it's almost like, you know, you've got to have a second set of clothes when you come into work a lot of the times. Yeah, you sit down, they make a big mess on your clothing. It's pretty bad.
During mayfly season, his workers have to wash every car in the lot every day so the bugs and their droppings don't mar the paint. The mayor in Port Clinton is Tom Brown. He says since the mayfly has been increasing in population, the insect has caused some bizarre events. The way he describes it, it sounds as though he's living in an Alfred Hitchcock thriller. He remembers once getting hit by the bugs while he was at a drum and bugle corps competition.
We were watching the show, and all of a sudden I looked to the sky and I saw a black cloud. The mayflies actually came down onto the field and they began to swarm, and I was covered from mayflies from my head to my toe.
Aside from the mess they make, the mayflies are, for the most part, harmless. Fred Snyder is an aquatic biologist with the Ohio State University Extension Service. He says the mayfly is a bug with no bite.
Mayflies do not have working mouths. This is a mouthless insect. It has no stinger.
But Snyder says the mayfly is still something of a nuisance because they don't smell very good.
One evening, just coming back into town, I noticed this very, very disagreeable smell. The place stunk. Sort of like dead fish, but different, but very strong.
And the sheer numbers of the mayflies are a problem because the insects not only fly by the millions, they die by the millions. Mayor Brown says when that happens, the dead bugs can be a bit of a hazard.
When they were heavy, we had signs on the street, slippery mayfly hatch. Wow. And people actually were, there were a couple of accidents, some people sliding around on those mayflies.
As you might imagine, millions of smelly, messy, and dead mayflies are bad news for any town, but especially so in a tourist town such as Port Clinton. But biologist Fred Snyder says the mayflies are also good news. The huge mayfly population means the lake is environmentally healthier.
Mayflies have a high need for oxygen, so when you find good numbers, it tells you that the oxygen level in the water is very good.
It's not always been that way. Pollution in the lake took its toll. Oxygen levels dropped, and the mayflies almost disappeared by the 1950s. Dr. Carl Richards with the Minnesota Sea Grant Program says the presence of organisms such as the mayfly can be a better indicator of the lake's health than testing for polluting chemicals.
It's oftentimes very expensive and difficult to measure chemicals. And the ultimate reason that we're interested in chemicals anyway is because of the organisms of our environment. It's the fish, the birds, the plants are the things that we're concerned of. So the idea is if the fish and the birds and the plants are healthy, then the environment must be healthy.
And a recent federal grant will help scientists look further into the connection between the health of organisms such as mayflies and the environmental state of the Great Lakes. Lake Erie near Port Clinton is not the only example of rebound in the mayfly population. There's also been a sharp increase in the waters near Erie, Pennsylvania. It's not only good news for the mayflies, it's good news for fish, too. Some fish feed on the mayfly larvae. So with more mayflies, there's more food for fish. But people still have to deal with the annual mayfly onslaught. In places such as Port Clinton, that means trying to find ways to reduce the invasion. One thing the city does is turn off street lights and ask residents to turn off as many exterior lights as possible in hopes of attracting fewer bugs during the peak season. The mayflies that do make it ashore and die are picked up with street sweepers and composted. In fact, the city got a grant to build the only licensed landfill in the U.S. for mayflies. There, they compost the carcasses. Biologist Fred Snyder cooked up the recipe.
It's basically sawdust that is mixed about 2-to-1 with the mayflies that are picked up by the street sweepers and brought to the composting site.
After several months, the mayfly compost is used for gardens and lawns all over town. Now, Mayor Brown is trying to convince the townspeople to look beyond the nuisance factor and embrace the mayfly as the standard bearer for a cleaner lake.
We even came up with a theme, "Come to Port Clinton where your dreams may fly."
It might not offer much comfort to those afflicted by the annual mayfly invasion, but hey, it's catchy. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Paul Cox.